So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called The Sixth Sense.
Oh, which one is The Sixth Sense? Is it smell?
We only have five senses. That's kind of the point.
Right, right, right. So which one's the fifth?
You know, I think it could be whichever one you want, as long as the sixth one is the one we're talking about in this movie, you know, ghost detection.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So I could say that smell is the fifth and that's fine?
It's not important.
Oh, okay, sorry.
See, because in this movie's universe, some people can see dead people.
Oh, very spooky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna meet this child psychologist, Malcolm Crowe, right?
Oh, maybe we could get Bruce Willis to play him.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Yeah, I'm told he's just about to stop caring, so this might be one of the last movies where he... you know, tries.
Oh, well, perfect. Honestly, though, he just has to act surprised like twice, and then he could just stone-face the rest.
I'm sure he'll be glad to hear it.
Great. So anyway, this old patient of his breaks into his house, right? And he's like, you failed me. So then he shoots Malcolm and himself.
Oh, my God. In what order?
In, you know, the only one that makes sense.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to cast somebody really creepy-looking for that part. Any ideas?
I could probably get one of the new kids on the block to lose 45 pounds and do it.
Oh, extremely specific. Sounds great.
So what happens? Does Malcolm die?
Well, that's the whole thing. He is, but we're only gonna reveal that at the end of the movie, because he doesn't know he's dead.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so then we jump forward to the next fall.
How long is that after the incident?
Unclear. There was no defined starting point, so anywhere between 1 month and 12.
Well, okay then.
And now Malcolm has tracked down this kid that's like a similar case to the guy who broke into his house.
How did he track this kid down?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So he's sitting outside this kid's place waiting for their appointment.
How did anyone make appointments if he's a ghost?
Well, it happened off screen or something, so we don't even have to think about it.
Oh, that's pretty helpful.
So anyway, it turns out that this kid is able to, you know, see ghosts.
Oh, and what's his name?
Cole. Seer.
Did you just come up with that last name on the spot?
Yeah, totally forgot to give him a last name, but that works, right?
Sure.
So Malcolm wants to help this kid since he failed that other guy, but Cole doesn't really want to open up.
Okay.
But Malcolm just keeps showing up for this kid, you know, when he gets in trouble at school, when he ends up in the hospital.
How does he find out about those things if he's a ghost?
Unclear, off screen.
Okay, I kind of feel like we need some explanation for the ghost stuff.
Oh, well, actually, Cole is going to explain to Malcolm that ghosts don't know that they're dead and they just see what they want to see.
Oh, very vague.
It is. So then this other thing that Malcolm's gonna do to bond with Cole is this silly magic trick with a penny.
With a penny? So ghosts can move stuff around?
Oh, they sure can. Cole's grandma keeps putting this bee pendant in his drawer.
So when Malcolm is doing his penny trick, is there just a penny floating in front of Cole?
Maybe. Or maybe he's just seeing a penny because he wants to see a penny. Or maybe he died with some change in his pocket.
So his change might have died too?
Maybe. He does take the bus later.
Oh, ghost cash.
We're also gonna have this thing where Malcolm's wife isn't talking to him, and he's gonna think it's because their relationship's going bad.
But if ghosts only see what they want to see, wouldn't he see his wife talking to him?
Sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about these ghost rules.
It's just that see what they want to see is so very, very vague.
Well, I need vague explanations to use as patchwork for the plot, because this whole thing is just pointed towards the twist ending.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, there's not much in this movie that's not about, you know, trying to pull a fast one on people.
Oh, pulling a fast one is tight. I'm married, though, so I don't think I could personally do that to people in the audience.
No, it means to surprise people.
Oh, even better.
So anyway, throughout the movie, we're gonna have some ghosts pop up once in a while.
Oh, very spooky.
Yeah, they're gonna be real spooky. Like, Cole is gonna see some ghosts hanging in his school.
So based on the rules, those ghosts want to be hanging?
The back, sir. Please get off of it.
Sorry, I'm just trying to understand.
Eyes on the twist, please. This barely matters.
Okay, eyes on the twist. I gotcha.
So anyway, eventually, Malcolm is gonna start to believe that Cole can actually see ghosts, because he didn't really think it was true.
What makes him start to believe?
Well, he listens to an old recording of a session with that old patient dude, and he hears that when he left the room, a ghost was talking to him.
How did that get recorded? Does the recorder have the sixth sense too?
I guess it does.
Wow, 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 wow.
So then Malcolm goes to Cole like, hey, you should just try listening to these ghosts. Maybe that's something.
Oh, have they just been trying to talk to him?
Actually, they've been extremely hostile.
Oh my God.
But then this one ghost girl shows up and she's all pukey.
Very gross.
And so Cole is like, do you want to tell me something? And then it turns out that she died because her mom was poisoning her.
Man, well, it's gonna be hard to help with that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, it turns out that her funeral's happening, like, the very next day, so they go there, and then she gives them a videotape of evidence.
The ghost does this?
She does. It turns out she filmed her mom poisoning her. She got it on tape.
If she had this videotape, why didn't she try to use that while she was alive to, you know, not die?
Well, maybe she didn't know she filmed it.
Which would mean she watched it as a ghost?
Look, this whole plot point is just here so Cole can feel good about himself and we could get moving to the twist, okay?
Oh, okay, so this is where Cole's story arc ends?
Yeah, he feels good because he's gonna help ghosts from now on.
How's he gonna help them if they don't have, you know, easily solvable murder cases with hard evidence at hand?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
And then we're gonna have the twist ending where Malcolm finds out that he's a ghost and he's gonna be like, well, I guess I'm ready to fade to white now, and so then he does.
Wow.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a great twist. It's just a little crazy that the whole movie is existing just to justify it.
Yeah, well, I figure this is kind of a one-off kind of movie, you know? It wouldn't be sustainable to make this our thing.
Right, that would be nuts.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.